סופר בול?
זה כבר היה. לא, זה כבר היה.
מתי היה?
מיום ראשון, זה נגמר כבר.
נגמר?
טוב, בסדר. אופס. בכבוד.
בדיוק במישן. פרשת תרומה. מדבר השם משה לאמור, מדבר בני ישראל ביקחו לי תרומה. מחלוקת המוגד החכמים, דיס פרשה ובוסד. Before I'm inside the golden calf or after? Some Chachamim say that even though it was said before the golden calf, the Kadosh Baruch Hu, he brings the medicine before the sickness. And therefore, Hashem said he wants us to build him a Mishkan like a Bet HaMikdash. This is a forgiveness for the golden calf. What it means on the just in a simple explanation, it's golden calf means we said the golden calf is our God, even though we didn't mean it was it was our God. But now we're going to build a Mishkan. We said, Kadosh Baruch Hu, you come inside. So Kadosh Baruch Hu gives instructions to Moshe. The Rabbi Abner said, Bichuli Truma. He said, you should know the people should take for me Truma. Take for you? What does it mean, take for you? Well, I said, Lishmi, the donation should be for Hashem's name. Whatever it means, Lishmi. So who is going to give, how are you going to get it? The Torah says, Me'et kol ish asher yitvenu libo, only from donations from the heart of the people. And then the Torah will tell us later that Moshe Rabbeinu was in Har Sinai 120 days altogether. Then he came back on Yom Kippur. The next day he came and he said, Hashem told me that he wants you to build the Mishkan. Excuse me. Within three days they gave so many donations that Moshe had to send people to tell them, enough, we have so much. And the question is, why need donations? Like we have Machatzit HaShekel. Machatzit HaShekel is an obligation, like membership though. Hashem wants us to build a Mishkan. Hashem does not have to emphasize that only from somebody that gives from his heart. Put a tax, a duty on people, and each person has to give some amount of money or gold or silver. And then you build a Mishkan. No, Hashem said, cognitively born. Not only that. Not that. Not. No force. You want to give? Give. You want to give? Are you build a Mishkan like this? You will have it, nobody will give. You should not sit down. The Gemara says, well, people could have read the Megillah on Chodesh Adar. Rambam said, better, second one. Machloket, the Mishnah. The first chapter in Megillat Esther, Ibi Me'achashverosh. It's the time of Achashverosh. Achashverosh was a king in Paras, Madai, Iran. Madai, there were two countries. One name was Madai, one was Paras. The information that we have is that this regime, Madai and Paras, really started from Madai. The first Daryavish was a king in Madai. And then his son or son-in-law, his name was Koresh. Kush. And then Achashverosh came after. He was the third one. So here comes the Megillah and tell us, you know, this time-wise is in between the first Bet HaMikdash and the second Bet HaMikdash. The construction of Bet HaMikdash that was issued by Koresh. Koresh himself stopped it because Yimach Shimam, the Arabs, sent a delegation to Koresh and said, well, let the Jews build the Hamikdash, soon they're going to take over the world again. Construction stopped. And here comes Achashverosh, and that's how the Megillah starts. Even Achashverosh, come on Achashverosh. Shnat Shalosh to Malchor, Asam Yishtel Lechol Sarav Amodah. The third is Mahoket and the Gemara. The third is that he is a king, decided to make a party. First, Megillah says, Lechol Sarav Amodah for his ministers, his slaves. Chel Parasu Madai, Partamim, Samuel Alfanav. He used to rule at the time 127 states. Mara said, first he ruled 252, and he lost them. Now he's the king of 127 states, and he's making a party. Making a party, 180 days, half a year party. So the Megillah will describe the scenery in the party and what they serve in the party. This is an enormous amount of all kind of different materials and different precious stones, marble. The Gemara says that one of the Chachamim, he lay down on a pillar. So he said he stretched his hands and his feet, and he was able to lie on top of the pillar. This was the so-called the width of the pillar. That's how big. The Gemara says, Achashverosh imported from all around the world things. Mitot Zahav HaChesef, this is beds from gold and silver. This is a party that took first 180 days and then another 7 days. And the Megillah describes the wealth of Achashverosh, something that outstanding, that we don't have so much information about other kings, how much fortune they had. And then the Megillah says, what was served in the party is wine. Vashtiya chadat enones. I said, everybody, please have wine. We're not going to force you. The Gemara says sometimes Achashverosh used to force people to drink wine. He says, over here, no. The Gemara says everybody had a glass of wine in the gold cup or silver. And if he wants more, they didn't refill the same cup. After he finished, they took away the cup, a new cup. I'm talking about, who knows, millions of people, hundreds of thousands of people. Enormous amount of people. Ashtiya chadat. Yel malchut rav ki yad ha-melech. Yel malchut. The Gemara says, the waiter is to ask the person, how old are you? He says, 95. I said, we have wine, 96 is old for you. Somebody is 120 years old. I said, we have wine 321 years old. But again, it's nothing about food in the party. Some Chachamim said, what about music? Music, I don't know. Music, I don't know if it's a question. Big Chachamim asked this. But there's no food. You read the Megillah, the whole thing is drinking. Actually, the whole Megillah is about drinking. Amelech v'Aman yashvu lishtot. As the Gezerah of Haman will come, Megillah said they're having a cup of wine. And then Esther will invite Achashverosh and Haman to the party. El Mishteh Esther. Again, the word Mishteh is sitting down and drinking. Like we call in America, a club, a pub in England. Drinking. There's no food. There's no food. 187 days of party. What did they eat? Of course they ate. Somebody party 180 days, or he probably ate something. How come the Megillah doesn't say? What did he eat? No, to the wine. And that's actually the mitzvah on Purim to have wine. As Chachamim says, because the whole Megillah is wine, is about wine. But the question is, why the Megillah is all about wine? Who cares about wine? So the Megillah will tell you that they're having wine. So the Gemara says, In one version, the Gemara says the food was kosher. Not the whole thing was kosher, but Ahasuerus, he loves Mordechai a little bit. A little bit. Mordechai used to serve in his army as a lieutenant. So Ahasuerus called him and said, I want the Jews to come to the party. Whatever reason he had in his head. And Mordechai made sure kosher food and kosher wine. That's what the Sonish Vaish, in Gilad's head, the Ahasuerus ordered that everybody should be satisfied in the party. Nevertheless, the Gemara says Mordechai stood outside and he warned the people, don't come inside. The Jews, don't come inside. I said, why don't we come inside? It's kosher, food and kosher wine. Why can't I go inside? And I said, don't go inside. And the Gemara says 18,500 Jews went inside. And they ate and they got drunk. And they didn't behave properly. So maybe a simple explanation means that Mordechai knows, he knows people go to the party, they might drink, they might get drunk. Maybe that's why he stood outside. But actually the Gemara says that since Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai asked Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, what was the whole about the Haman is coming and he's going to destroy the Jews? He said, because they went to the party of Ahasuerus. Again, it's an enormous amount of amount of people that went to the party, 18,500. But to say that the people in Shushan, you don't know, you don't have information how many exactly at that time, but to say because they went to the party, Haman is going to come? The Gemara says, it's not Haman is going to come. Haman is going to come because Hashem decided to destroy the Jewish nation. The Gemara says that Satan came to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and told him this. And your children, your nation went to the party and did not behave. So Hashem says, so what do you suggest? So the Gemara says, Satan told HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I suggest that you take the Torah away from them. They don't keep the Torah anyway. And give the Torah to the angels and destroy the Jews. And Hashem said to the Satan, bring me a piece of clay. And I'm going to write the Gezerah and I'm going to destroy the Jews. I said, why? Because they went to the party? Because they went to the party? What was the party all about? So big deal. So people went to the party. So they got drunk. So they didn't behave. Okay, so people do sins. And then Baruch Hashem, you have Yom Kippur, Rosh Hashanah, Selechot. Happened to me. So this Hashem will destroy all the Jews. So Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai said, well, also they bow down to a statue. But not now. A few years ago. But people in Shushan, Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai said, people of Shushan is because they went to the party. What is the party all about? Then the Megillah will tell us Haman came and he wanted to destroy the Jews, so Esther became the queen. And really the whole first chapter, when you read it, is not necessary for the story of Purim. Actually, the main thing is that Esther is the queen instead of Vashti. And then tell me, it was a party. You see, the Megillah doesn't emphasize that the party was a negative thing. If the whole purpose of the first chapter is to show the negativities of the Jews, should have been said. Instead, they just went inside. There's no sign in the Megillah, in the text. The Gemara said. So why do you need the Gemara can say without the chapter? And the Megillah was written by Ruach HaKodesh. The Gemara said, Moshe Rabbeinu was given the Megillah on Har Sinai, Gemara Yerushalmi. Hashem gave Moshe Rabbeinu two things after the Ten Commandments. He gave him a blueprint of Beit HaMikdash and he gave him Megillat Esther. I don't know if it was exactly the text like this, but he told him that one day it's going to be Haman and Ahasuerus, it's going to be Mordechai, and Haman would like to destroy all the Jews. He told him the whole story. He did not guarantee that Am Yisrael will regret with the Teshuvah what they did. But actually the story, Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu and Har Sinai already. And actually the Megillah, so-called, the Gemara said, was written, so-called, by HaKadosh Baruch Hu already. The Chatam Sofer said that the energy of the Megillah that we read on Purim is higher than energy of the Torah that we read every Shabbat. That's how great the Megillah. Chatam Sofer says it. So you read the first chapter, says, why do you need the first chapter? that there's a party, and Ahasuerus would call Vashti to come, and she doesn't want to come, it's going to kill her. What do I care? Who needs to know it? What you have to know, what you want to know is that Esther is in the palace. Okay, so doesn't make a difference. How did Vashti die? She died the next day. What happened? She died. She was sick. She died. The main thing is we want to know that Esther is here and Haman comes. And Esther is the Yeshua from Israel because she's in the palace. It doesn't matter the party. Doesn't matter the party was right or wrong. But it's not in the text. If the purpose of chapter 1 is to tell us that the party triggered the whole thing, so then the Megillah should have said it. His Mordechai was outside and he told people don't go inside. But the Megillah doesn't say that. And then the Gezerah of Haman. So Mordechai found about the Gezerah of Haman. So he tells Esther, you go to Ahasuerus, ask him to pardon the Jews. Esther said, I can't go. I wasn't called. So Mordechai said, he must go. So she said, if that's the case, please do it. Ta'anit for me 3 days. Etzumu alai v'al tochlu v'al tishtu shloshet yamim laila v'yom. 3 days. So 3 days? Why after 3 days? Where do you get this number? 3 days? Why? Actually, the Gemara says, if you want to know the date of that moment, it's exactly 3 days before Pesach. Maybe 2 days in Machloket and Machloket. So, Esther said, you got to do a fast right now for 3 days. Pesach is coming. And Esther said they have to fast 3 days at night as well. So then Pesach is coming. So Mordechai told Esther, we have Pesach coming. So Esther said, no Pesach, forget about Pesach. This is better. Let the Jews fast now for 3 days. So next day we have Jewish people around. But if we not get a fast now, next year won't be Jews. Excuse me. The Gezerah of Haman execution was the following year. It's another 11 months on Adar. Now we are in the Pesach before. 11 months before. Haman just made a lotto, and he said, in the following year, in 11 months from now, it will be the Gezerah. Right now, it's 3 days before Pesach. 3 days before Pesach. 2 days before Pesach. So Mordechai said, we have Pesach. So Esther said, no, you have to do it right now. He said, why right now? Should we do it after Chol HaMoed? What's the rush? In 11 months is the Gezerah. What's the rush? Esther said, no way. Right now, you want me to go to the king? Right now, Ta'anit. No, do Ta'anit after Pesach. No, right now. Why right now? And where do you get the 3 days? So we have some information the Gemara shares with us in the Tanakh. So the story goes like this. And Mach Shimon, Nebuchadnezzar, he destroyed Bet HaMikdash. In the story of Bet HaMikdash, he loaded wagons, enormous amount, with fortune of Bet HaMikdash. Enormous amount. And he took it back to Iraq, to Babel. And one day he had a bad dream that he's going to become like an animal. He got up in the morning. Daniel, a Navi, was his servant. He told Daniel, I don't know what happened, Daniel said, I know what happened. Daniel was a Navi. He told him the dream. And he told him the interpretation. He said, Hashem is upset at you. But if you have a bad dream, if you want to cancel it, it's with tzedakah, charity. So, Nebuchadnezzar was all shaken up from the dream that he's going to become an animal. So he started to give tzedakah charity 1 year, and after 1 year he decided to stop. He decided to stop, and all of a sudden one day he falls on the floor. In 1 minute, his nails grew, his hair grew, and he got to be a sheep like a dog. And for 7 years, he was walking in Iraq and Babel, on the street, eating from the street. There's a big Nebuchadnezzar. Says the Gemara, he had a son, his name was Evil Merodach. And the nation went to him and said, your father disappeared. You don't know where he is. You can't leave Babel. At the time, Babel was like America. Ruled the whole world. It says, you become the king. They made him the king. But the Gezerah of Yimach Shimon Nebuchadnezzar for 7 years. After 7 years, all of a sudden he got up. He went and took a haircut. And everybody recognized him. He said, where were you? He didn't want to say where he was. He walked to the palace. He sees his son on his chair. He was so mean and low-life, this guy Nebuchadnezzar. He took his son and says, who gave you permission to be in my chair? Gave me permission to be in my chair? The nation appointed me because nobody knows where you are. He was so mean and jealous and so low-life. You know, Iraq trash. That he put his son in jail. Put him in jail. And then he took all the fortune that he had. He took from the Hamikdash and he went to the river part. He diverted the river to the side. And then he dug where the river used to be and buried all the fortune took from the Hamikdash in order that even in case he's going to die, he knew then the nation will take his son out of jail and they're going to appoint him to be the king. And he was so mean and bad that he doesn't want his son to have the fortune. So the Gemara said that's what he did. He dug in under where the river was, and after he buried everything, he diverted the river back to the right place. Now you have all the fortune, nobody will find it ever finished. Eventually, he died, and his son ruled. Evil Merodach, his son died, his grandson ruled, and then came Kurosh, Dariavosh, and killed his grandson, Belshazzar. Then Dariavosh died, and his son-in-law, Kurosh became the king. Kurosh became the king, says the Nabi Daniel. Hashem came to Kurosh and said, let my children rebuild Bet HaMikdash, second Bet HaMikdash. So, he called Ezra, he said, let's go to Jerusalem, hire people. He gave them some dishes back. And then Hashem came to him and told him, listen, I want to tell you something. You are like my Mashiach, something like this. I tell you what, you see, you know where the river is? Go divert the river, dig underneath, you'll find the fortune of Nebuchadnezzar and Machshimo that buried down there. He meant to divert the river. He dug outside and took all the fortune. Took all the fortune. Enormous. It was no number. Then Kurosh died. Now we come to the Megillah. Maybe Achashverosh. Achashverosh is very rich. He says, from what? How come he's making such a party? 180 days party for the whole world. And then the description of the party. So much gold and silver. And he said, where is it from? Ahasuerus, how did you get it? I says, Kurosh got it. How did Kurosh get it? Kurosh got it because he dug under the river and he got all the things from Jerusalem. So the whole party was so-called built and financed by the fortune of Beit HaMikdash. He has more. The Gemara said, for 180 days, every day he took six big fortunes of gold and silver and precious stones. And he made a show. And for 180 days, every day, a new show. A new show. That's how much he has. That's how Achashverosh has it. And this is really the party. This is what is really the story behind it. What's the story behind it? If you look at Tanakh, this is Melachim Bet, chapter 20. There's a story about the king Chizkiyahu. One of the kings that were behaved, didn't do Avodah Zarah. I was a Navi. And one day, he got sick. Says the Gemara, at that time, whoever got sick died. There's no medicine. Even though Don Shlomo invented the book, but didn't work. So Yeshayahu Navi, one of the biggest Nevi'im we had, came inside the palace and said, I'm here to tell you a message from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a prophecy of Hashem. You're going to die now. Finished. You're very sick. You're dying. He said, what did I do? He says, you decided you're not going to get married. He says, it's a big deal, so what? He says, no, Hashem said before this you're going to die. He says, this, why didn't you get married? He says, because I'm an Avi and I know that I'm going to have a son, a very bad son. And I don't want to have a bad children. Yeshayahu said, listen, you can calculate Hashem's will. There's a mitzvah to get married. You get married. Pray to for your son. So, but you're dying anyway. He said, listen, get out of here. I'm going to pray to Hashem. Pray to Hashem, Yeshayahu comes back. He says, you know what? Hashem just told me, he accepted your prayer. Hashem is going to add for you a few more years. Please go get married. Hashem is going to heal you. It's in the text in the Navi. So Chizkiyahu asked him, nobody got healed till now from any sickness. Can you give me a sign? So he said, yeah, I'll give you a choice of signs, two signs. So then Shlomo built Yerushalayim. Shlomo was the smartest ever. This is before we had all these, you know, Rolex and Gucci watches. So I didn't know what time it is. So Shlomo built steps in a very special way that when the sun shines, so every hour the sun went down one step. It used to be 12 steps from sunrise to sunset. And then you know what time it is. You know, it's 3, 2, 4. You say, how do you know what time it is? Look at the steps. Says the Navi, Yeshayahu asked Chizkiyahu, you want to know a sign? I do something for you. Which way you want? You want the sun to speed up, or you want it to go backwards? It means earth. Doesn't matter. It was late afternoon. What would you like now? Now you want to have now middle of the night, or you want to have back again morning? So the Navi said, I want morning. Morning now. It means in 1 minute, the whole thing switched back. It's a secret. Maybe another time we'll talk about this. Why? So the Navi said, that in Babel was a king, his name was Baladan. This guy Baladan, he was like a king on a little county over there. But he had a lot of power. And he's custom was that he sleeps till 5 o'clock in the afternoon. 5 o'clock in the afternoon, they woke him up. He sees the sun is at the east, shines outside. So he called up his slaves and says, what's the matter with you people? You let me sleep 24 hours? How come the sun shines? It's supposed to be 5 o'clock in the afternoon. So he's servants and slaves, they knew what happened. It's a question, how? And they told him, listen, there's a guy, Chizkiyahu in Yerushalayim, and he was sick, and Hashem made a miracle for him. We don't know why exactly, but Hashem moved the whole thing backwards. He got so surprised and enthusiastic from this, he said, that's what Hashem is all about. What Chizkiyahu is all about. And Hashem took the sun back 10 hours. 10 hours. So he wrote a letter. He wrote a letter to Chizkiyahu, a delegation. First he wrote, hello Chizkiyahu, and hello God of Chizkiyahu. Then Yimach Shimon Nebuchadnezzar was the secretary over there. He told him, first you write hello Hashem, then you write hello Chizkiyahu. He says, I'm so surprised, and I don't know what to say, what Hashem did for you. And the delegation went to Yerushalayim. We're talking now before Pesach. This was 3 days before Pesach. And Yeshayahu tells Chizkiyahu, you will be healed in 3 days. So Chizkiyahu actually was healed on the first day of Pesach. The delegation got to Eretz Israel. They came to Chizkiyahu. It's in the text, in the Navi. And Chizkiyahu greeted them. He says, welcome. Kifel Chal. Come inside. I said, let me show you around. This is, you know, my name is Chizkiyahu. And I'm a tzaddik. And Hashem did it for me. That's the language he used. A little bit too much pride, the Gemara said. And he takes them to Beit HaMikdash. Open up in Beit HaMikdash all the doors and all the storage houses with all the fortune inside. He showed them how much wealth the Beit HaMikdash has in Yerushalayim. Then he took them inside Beit HaMikdash and opened up the Aron, the Echal, where the Luchot are. He said, you see this? This is from Hashem. Hashem wrote on the Luchot. The first Beit HaMikdash, the Luchot was inside Beit HaMikdash. Then he took them home and he called his honey. His honey, his wife, was daughter of Yeshayahu Navi. He said, meet the nice delegation, Arab. The Gemara says, tall ones with blue eyes from Iraq. And he said, sit down, lunch. So the Navi said, the Gemara said, he told them, let's have wine now. So the lady went, and she poured wine to the delegation and looked at all of them. While they're doing this, Yeshayahu knocked on the door. Comes and says, hello? I said, yeah. I says, I have a message from Hashem to you. I said, yeah? Well, what happened? What happened? No, I'm here to tell you something. So what, tell me what? Since you took those delegation and showed them all the fortune and took them to Beit HaMikdash, is it your Beit HaMikdash? It's yours. What do you mean you opened the Echal, you showed them the Torah over there, the Luchot? Oh, what is this? And then your wife, lady, the queen, the daughter of Yeshayahu, she gives wine, she pours wine to guests, to goyim, looks at them. This is enough. I'm fed up. I'm going to destroy Beit HaMikdash, Hashem said. All the Jews will get killed. All the fortune will go down to Iraq, to Babel. Your grandchildren will be servants, slaves. It's Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah, and Daniel. Slaves in Babel and then in Shushan. And you're going to have a son. His name is Menashe. The worst of the worst ever. Because of that thing. Come to Gemara and says you should never ever sit down and have wine with a goy. Says, look what happened, Gemara says. Now you go back to Megillat Esther, you understand the Megillah now. You mean Achashverosh? The Gemara says the tragedy of Achashverosh. What happened? Look what happened. People decided to make a party only with wine. No, it was food also. When you read the Megillah, no food. Wine, wine, wine. Give wine, give wine. How much wine? In Malchut, how much wine? Give a cup of wine. Some wine. What is it all about? And the Megillah will describe the scenery, how much wealth. It says, where do you get it? How do you have it? Oh, this I got from my father. My father of Kush. And he got it when he dug over there, where next to the river. It says, well, what do you mean he dug? How did he get it? Well, Nebuchadnezzar, he took it. It says, he took it from where? From Yerushalayim. So all the fortune of Achashverosh is from Yerushalayim that was taken upon the Gezerah of Hashem since Chizkiyahu showed the fortune to the delegation in Iraq. So, Iraq, Babel, eventually this guy, Nebuchadnezzar, will come and he will take all the fortune and he will bury it over there for Achashverosh to have it. And now it's the test. It's called Chazarat Hashatz. Again, we have the same problem that Chizkiyahu had. I said, here, Mordechai stands outside. I said, it's kosher food. Yeah, it's kosher wine. All you pee. And don't you dare to go inside to drink wine. I said, why? Why can't you go inside? What's wrong? It's kosher. Hechsher. All you. He said, you don't understand. You're not allowed to be in a party with a goy. He said, why I can't? Because that's Chizkiyahu did. Chizkiyahu did, and Hashem was upset. And that's what happened. All the fortune would have been here. You see the party? You see the scenery? You see how much fortune? He said, you know what's this fortune? He said, Beit HaMikdash. You're going to go now into that party? Because the whole party was financed by Beit HaMikdash because of a mistake of Chizkiyahu. I said, that That's what Hashem said to Chizkiyahu by Yeshayahu. Everything is going to be destroyed. Everything is going to be taken to Babel, to Iraq. Now Hashverosh found it. He has it. And you're going to go to the party. You're going to drink wine of it. The Gemara said, ha-ha. Mordechai was standing outside and told everybody, don't you dare to go inside. They went inside, they got drunk, and they didn't behave. I said, all this is Chizkiyahu's fault. And therefore, Megillah is the only wine. Because that's what the Gemara says. Yeshayahu told Chizkiyahu, your wife gave wine to those goyim? Since when lady married lady, a queen is allowed to pour wine for people? What's the matter with you? I said, only wine is here. Not only that. In that party, eventually Vashti is going to be executed, so called because that lady of Chizkiyahu is her fault, the whole situation. So called Hashem punishes Vashti to see if the Jewish people will get a message. They don't get a message. They don't get a message. The party took place on the 30th of Ahasuerus. The Gezerah of Haman was 6 years later. Hashem waited to see if we do teshuva and went to the party. That's what Bishum Bayochai said. So the Gezerah of Haman, you know, came because he went to the party. So what's the party is all about? The party is all about? The party is all about? The whole party was financed by Beit HaMikdash and was just to get the Jews over there to have wine with the goyim. And look what happened. So then Esther betel Mordechai to cancel the Gezerah. Mordechai said, go to the king. Esther said, I can't go. Mordechai said, you have to go. I said, so Esther said, so we have to fast 3 days. I said, 3 days now. Why three? Where did you get the number 3 days? Because Yeshayahu told Chizkiyahu, in 3 days you're going to be healed. You know what it's going to be? It's going to be the first day of Pesach. Now at the same time, that a few hundred years ago, was this episode was with Chizkiyahu, just before Pesach. And Chizkiyahu was healed on Pesach after 3 days of sickness. I says, that's what Esther says to Mordechai, listen, you want me to go? It's time to go. We can't wait. I know the execution is in 11 months now. But you want to go? This is the kapara. This is what the Jews want. This is they have to do teshuva, not just for them. This is the consequence of the result of Chizkiyahu, what he did. That's what the Gemara says. Chizkiyahu was too proud of himself. Should not have shown. That's what the Kadosh Baruch Hu said. This is you. This is your house. This is your fortune. You act over there like you're the boss. Well, yeah, you're just a king. It's not yours, and it's between me, it's not yours, and the Torah is not yours. What do you open the Torah? What do you open the Torah? How can you say that's the purpose of the first chapter in Megillat Esther? It was written Ruach HaKodesh, that Hashem wants us to know. What was the root of the problem? I said, but I mean, Hashem was destroyed because of this, because no. The Hashem was destroyed because of wine. The Hashem was destroyed because Chizkiyahu had pride. And Chizkiyahu mind somebody else's business. He went into Beit HaMikdash and opened up the Echal and showed the Goy, the Sefer Torah, the Luchot over there. That's what Hashem said in the text. He's going to destroy Yerushalayim and Beit HaMikdash. Eventually, people that behaved did other things, and eventually Hashem said, okay, now it's time to destroy. But the Gezerah in Shamayim was in terms of Chizkiyahu already. And here comes the question, how do you fall into such a trap, Chizkiyahu? How do you find such a trap? What do you mean? Don't you know that you don't go to the Mikdash like this? You're not allowed to walk. It's a special mitzvah. Mikdashit Yirau. So you have to shake, tremble before you go into the Mikdash. And you go into Kodesh HaKodeshim, the Kohen Gadol used to go over there. Yom Kippur. It was not 100%. He used to drop dead on Yom Kippur. I said, you, Chizkiyahu, you went over there to Kodesh HaKodeshim? What is it? Pesach time, you open up the Kodesh HaKodeshim, you went inside, you picked up the kaporet, you picked up the piece of gold, and you tell them, look inside, the luchot is inside, the tablets are inside. So where do you get this idea in your head? How low can you be? If you read after Rav, this week's parasha, you have an answer for this. And that's what the Torah tells us. Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, you see in the kapara of the golden calf is a mishkan. Says the main thing in our life is you have to have fear of Hashem. And your fear of Hashem, you wouldn't do the golden calf. I tell you what. You build the Mishkan, and your fear of Hashem. And Hashem said, listen, no membership due, and no tax and no duty. Because if you have membership due, or you have plaque in Beit HaMikdash, this person gave this, everybody comes to Beit HaMikdash, he thinks he owns Beit HaMikdash. Somebody gives a donation to a shul, then he has some machloket with the rabbi. And in the middle of the night, he comes, he says, what did I give in this shul? A window. He wants to pick up the window, take the window with the car. I said, it's my window. I didn't make the donation to the window. Hashem said, listen, only donation with no names. I'm not going to tell you what we're going to do with the donation. Give silver, give gold, give this. We're going to decide what to do with the silver and gold. You cannot come and identify your gold. This is my gold. I want my gold back. I don't like Moshe Rabbeinu, I don't like Aaron HaKohen, I don't like the idea, I don't like this halacha. Take it out. It's the wisdom of Hashem. Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, Mishkan, yes. But, you know, from whom? Hashem said, Kol Nediv Libo, only from the bottom of your heart give a donation. No false, and nobody's going to tell you, you must give this, at least this amount of thing. No, nothing. את כל איש אשר ידבן אל בו תקחו תרומתי. Says, לי לשמי, בית המקדש, says the Gemara, it's for Hashem, it's not for you. The 630 מצוות מהמצווה is to build בית המקדש להשם, says the Rambam in his commentary. בית המקדש יביא a Kohen. בית המקדש will come over there, and says, this is the house of God. It's not, I give the nation, I don't need it. You see this window, it's mine. You see this tile, it's mine. I donated this, I gave the menorah, nothing. You know, not to have it. Comes the Haftarah, read the Haftarah. Hashem Tan Chochma le Shlomo. Read the Haftarah reads. Asim HaMelech Shlomo mas al kol Yisrael. Shlomo came and says, taxes. How much taxes he did? The Navi says, when Shlomo died, Am Yisrael came to his son Rechavam and said, the father took too much taxes, we choked with the taxes already. Can you reduce the taxes? So Chavam, stupid, if you say in America, he said, I'll let you know tomorrow. In the meantime, the Navi said, stupid. In the meantime, he went and asked all the old people, what do you say, should I reduce taxes? I said, immediately, if not sooner. Then he went to the young people, he said, what do you say? He said, nada. He went back to the nation, he says, my father put taxes on you, but me, four times as much taxes. And then he says, at that moment, all of Israel rebelled, and they said, they shouted, they screamed, let's go home, we don't want David, we don't want Rechavam. And immediately was a split in Israel, 10 tribes ran away from Rechavam and finished the kingdom of Rechavam, finished. So much taxes. Vadoniram alamas. You read after Ra. It says, they appointed a person, they had a nickname, Adoni Ram, like God, the God on all the taxes. And after Ra will describe to you what Shlomo did. He forced people out of the houses. Tens of thousands of people went to Lebanon to cut trees back and forth. Yeah. It says, you be Beit HaMikdash. The night before he be Beit HaMikdash, he got married to a non-Jewish girl, the daughter of Paul. And in the same moment, Hashem told Gabriel, go pick up Rome, but I mean it's going to be destroyed. That says, because Shlomo got married the night before Yom Bet HaMikdash to a non-Jewish, to it. A convert Jew that he was not supposed to marry. It's called Mitzrit Rishona, in order to marry her. Then the whole night she danced in front of him, the crazy idiot, dirty girl. And in the morning, Am Yisrael stood by to open Beit HaMikdash the first day. The king is sleeping. Nobody didn't dare to wake him up. But Sheva, his mother, ran to the palace, knocked on the door, broke the door, and gave him a slap. I said, shame on you. Shame on you. Because he thought he's building Beit HaMikdash. He is. He's not building Beit HaMikdash. In our building. Says the Zohar, if the pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Midrash should come down. We should not build it. Because if we're going to build it, Chachamim say, we think, we build it, HaMikdash, we. You don't be doing nothing. It's Hashem's building. So that's what Shlomo did. So therefore, Chizkiyahu, his great grandson, the delegation came. He walked in Beit HaMikdash. He said, "This is mine. This is my fortune." Went inside Kodesh HaKodashim, the Holy of Holies, opened up the door over there, walked inside over there, opened the hall, picked up the color, the kaporet, look inside, you see, this is the tablet. He said, "Who?" Gemara said, Hashem told Chizkiyahu, "Who are you? This is yours. You allowed to open this. So where did you get this?" So the Beit HaMikdash was built with the wrong idea against what Hashem said to Moshe in the Mishkan. That's what we have the Haftarah. The Haftarah tells us, finally, we have Beit HaMikdash, but the downfall was the force, the taxes, the duty, and the membership that Shlomo put on the nation. They struggled and they couldn't take the weight of that, because that this is a backfire to the people, that they think they build Beit HaMikdash and they own it. As says, the Shlomo, the night before we open Beit HaMikdash, he is having a wedding. Are you having a wedding with who? With no rabbis, the Gemara said. The Gemara says, no rabbi was at the wedding. You can't marry this girl. He says, you Shlomo build Beit HaMikdash, and you, the night before Beit HaMikdash, you can get married to this girl with no rabbi? With no rabbi? What do you mean, I can marry no rabbi? I said, how Beit HaMikdash is going to stand? Of course not going to stand. That's why we are now in the transition. The Megillah was written. The time of Achashverosh is no construction. The Midrash is stopped now. It says you can't build second Midrash. Why? Because you think you're building it. As Navi, Ezra, Nechamia will describe how was it to build the second Midrash. They came in the morning. At night, the Arabs used to destroy what they built the day before. That says, Hashem said, you don't understand. You have to have in mind, you're building it for Hashem. It's not for you. That's the kapara of the golden calf. The golden calf means you have no fear of Hashem. You think you do for Hashem. You don't do for Hashem. That's Hashem. You have to have in mind, it's Hashem. That's what Chachamim said. That's the whole Purim is all about. That the happiness of Purim is that Baruch Hashem forgave us the sin of Chizkiyahu, and Hashem will eventually will let us have the second Beit HaMikdash and the third Beit HaMikdash. Amen. Amen.